reach the
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name's Dave, a.k.a. Oh, yeah, I told you guys I was going to stop doing that. And this is a Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And first we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
Hey, David, I got a brand new job this week, but I already lost it. I was working for Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
And I tested positive for Coke.
Yeah, that'll get you fired every time.
Yeah. of course, there in studio, we have Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
Also something about sodas.
I don't think I would want to live in the South where every soda is a Coke.
You don't want to live in a place where they just, hey, can I get a Coke? And you bring them a Coke. They're like, what? I wanted a fucking Barks.
Or like if you say, no, I want an Orange Crush Coke. I don't like that.
No.
I don't even understand how that works. What do you have to say? Like, give me a root beer Coke?
I don't know. It's crazy. They live in the backwardsville. Like, the South might as well be Bizarro World. Everyone there is crazy.
I was listening to something the other day where a lady was talking about how when she was young, she was thin. Mm-hmm. So her grandmother, who was a Southern grandmother, like, anytime she saw her, made her a Coke and condensed milk cocktail.
Oh, my God.
To try to fatten her up.
Why does everyone think that you need to be fat? Everyone keeps telling me, oh, you look so thin. You look so thin. You look too thin. I'm even like, I feel okay. I feel healthy. So don't try and get me to pack on weight so you can feel good about yourself.
Come on. Pack it on, David.
You need to stop hanging around all those grandmas and aunts.
It's so annoying. I'm going back to the gym. And speaking of the gym, love the characters at the fucking gym.
Norm.
No, so like, you know the classic old guy at the gym?
Yeah,
the one that has his nuts hanging out?
No, not like the athletic old guy. This is the typical, like, okay, so he walks in and has a button-up shirt, undershirt, a leather belt with a pair of slacks, and Velcro old guy shoes. And everyone in the place is in fucking gym clothes. We're all wearing shorts. And like, at most is a t-shirt. Most dudes are doing, like, the tank or whatever. And, like, who? Was this his first time? He's 90 years old. He's never been in a fucking gym in his life? They didn't have gym class when he was in school?
I do like all the signs around the gym. They're like, please wear gym clothes.
Yeah, because, like, the dude, like, I can't just... Imagine church clothes. This dude was wearing church clothes. Sitting in a pew in church clothes is uncomfortable. Imagine doing a workout in church clothes.
You gotta be dedicated.
Holy shit. Like, that's self-flagellism at the highest order.
Just because you're going to work up a sweat doesn't mean you can't dress down.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to dress like a slob.
Yeah.
But you're ruining...
Yeah, they used to wear those kind of clothes when they went to go, like, dig a ditch in the backyard in the burning heat.
No, they would swap it out for, like, a white t-shirt or something.
No.
Like, nobody was digging a ditch in, like, dress slacks. They had, like, work pants.
That's all they had back then.
I would even accept work pants. Just not, like, pleated khaki with a cuff on the bottom fucking pants.
The only difference between slacks and work pants is that slacks haven't seen a hard day's work.
Yep, because that's what they're called, slacks.
Oh, wow.
They're completely different materials, even.
I'm going to bring in my cargo shorts and fill them full of weights, so as I'm running, it's clank, clank, clank.
See, cargo shorts ain't bad if you're just doing weight training. If you're running at all, though, it is a fucking nightmare. And then you always do that thing where you're walking into the gym and you look down and you look at the huge pockets where you're going to put your keys later and you're like, fuck, I'm an idiot.
Oh, Christ.
It's like you might as well put two milk jugs in there for how much, like, because your phone and shit's everywhere. And even if there's nothing in them, it still feels like they're going to rub your thighs raw like chicken wings.
See, when David said the quintessential old guy, I thought he was talking about the old guy that you walk into the locker room and he's sitting there and he stares at you as you're, like, putting your stuff away or getting your stuff.
Yeah, I do not partake of the locker room. I am.
Yeah, I was picturing the old guy that was just way too comfortable with his own body in the locker room.
Yeah, no, that there's several varieties, several species, if you will, of gym old guy. Seen them all, and I now avoid, since the gym's only 2 minutes away, I'm like, hey, I'll go take a shower at home. See ya. Like, so I don't have to see old dudes' ball sacks. And then, because here's the thing, the gym has everybody in it, from like teenagers to old people. And so, like essentially, where I go, it's a multi-generational center. A 12-year-old could wander into the locker room bathroom, because it's the same for the whole facility, see an old dude's sack. And be scarred forever.
Hey kid, let me tell you about real exercise.
I walked in and my grandfather in the bathroom was because he forgot to lock the door, and I wanted to kill myself.
But you saw everything.
Well, yeah, he's just taking a leak, but I, like, you know, walked in, and I was, like, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever, and I'm like, dear Lord, because you don't want to, like, and it's eye level, and it's a horrible thing to see.
They're pendulous. Pendulous.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so, that's the thing. Every time, locking the door is essential. Not for even your safety or comfort. If you don't care about people walking in on you, fine, whatever. Do it for the people who, like, are accidentally coming in and don't want to see your sack.
Think of the children.
Do it for the people you'd love.
Yeah, do it for the children. Holy Lord.
On the other side of the coin, you gotta know what's coming up when you're old.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see that, you're like, oh my God, that's going to be me.
Here's the thing I'm fighting about with everybody. Everyone's like, oh, when you're old, you'll do this, or when you're old, you'll do that. And I'm like, if you see the pattern, how is nobody able to stop it? Literally nobody. They're like, oh, when you get old, you'll start doing this. And not necessarily.
Well, I hear that excuse all the time. At self-checkout, it's like, I don't know how to use these. I'm old. Like, yeah, but just because you're old doesn't mean that these things suddenly sprouted up from hell to confuse you.
Right, and who told you, like, life was over? Like, you don't have to learn anything anymore.
David, I read a thing the other day that said 1 in 6 Americans can't read.
Still? 1 in 6? Oh, my God.
Shit, one Thanksgiving, when we were over at my mother-in-law's house, which I got more of that for you. They invited over a guy and she was like, I was like, okay, we'll bring board games. She's like, oh, don't do that. He can't read.
If he sees words, he goes into a rage.
Yeah. Well,
and I was like, oh, we can like we can just play. She's like, yeah, but he feels embarrassed about it. Like, then fucking do something about it.
Then learn.
Yeah. We cater to a man who chose not to read.
Does he drive? Like, I don't think you can drive without being able to read.
Yeah, he drives.
Well, so I love that attitude when you have a dysfunctional member of your family and everyone has to work around their dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to be like, oh, you know, since, and you know, we've all got people in our families like that. Whatever problem they have, whether it's like substance abuse or they can't read or they're like legitimately stupid or they're a constant fuck up or whatever the black sheep of the family is.
Oh.
Like, everyone knows people who make excuses for them, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, especially, like, oh, he's just, like, when you have a person who's an asshole, like, oh, he's just grumpy today. Like, well, he must be grumpy every day.
Tell him to fix his shit.
Yeah, like, one of my grandfathers was like that. Like, there was a very small window, which he was palatable, but it was, like, right after dinner when he was crashing. Because it was like you couldn't bother him when he was napping, and then when he woke up he was grumpy, and right before his nap he was grumpy, and if you hadn't had a cigarette yet he was grumpy, but if you got him right in that sweet spot he'd give you like a $5 bill.
Nice. Gotta know how to work the system.
David, were you just robbing an old man as he was falling asleep after dinner?
Yeah, I mean, you'd wait till his eyes had been shut for 4 or 5 minutes consecutively, and then you'd walk over and you'd ask him for money very softly, and then you would use your little fingers and slowly pull his wallet out.
Grandpa, can I have $40?
Yeah, you had to wait till the sleep paralysis set in.
Yeah. But then he was super generous.
Oh, God, well, demons are coming to steal my money again.
Oh, man.
did, did, Does anybody know what happened? I'm poor again.
Explain that.
Said, meanwhile, David's over here with a new PlayStation.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2. I'll take them both. Oh no, I meant to say Twisted Metal.
Anyway.
So, I am trying to keep up a look, and I have forgotten how hard it is. Like, so when you're just shaving your head every other day, like, it's so fucking easy. You forget, like, because a look has to be done every fucking goddamn day. Oh my god. I spend so much time from the neck up in the bathroom now. I have a refrigerator in there. There's a microwave oven.
Oh, nice.
There's a 32-inch TV.
When the microwave dings, that's when my shower's done.
Yeah. Oh my god. Blow-drying this son of a bitch is a very time-intensive process.
For the listener, David pointed at his big muff.
Yeah, my huge bushy pubes.
It's my look. I gotta blow dry these and then braid them.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get the right brush and you gotta hit it with. Here's the secret that no one will tell you that. So when you're blow drying anything at all, hair wise, you hit it with the hot or warm. You don't want to go too high because that'll damage it. You hit it with the warm. Then when you shape it, hit it with the cold. There's a cold button on there. Hit it. Bam. Freezes it in shape. Then you don't have flyaways as much.
David, do you have a freeze ray?
No, it doesn't get that cold, but it gets cold enough to make the hair stop being malleable. And it, depending on my level of dedication in the morning, it can go from pretty suave, like Riker season 4, like suaveness, to like, I just woke up under a pile of newspapers and Chinese leftovers.
So what phase are we looking at right now?
This is like a guy who spends a lot of time outdoors and can't always get to his beard bum. But when he does, he puts a little too much.
David's about to put on a plaid shirt and go hang out at a bar with a weird name.
Yeah, I've got so many flyaways. It feels like a very lumberjack time in my life. And for
David's entered the lumberjack stage of life.
So here's another thing too. So you know how flowers, they will close at night to conserve energy, you know, just, you know, do their thing. Yeah. In the morning they will open. The ends of my mustache do that very same dance. When I am going to bed is when my mustache is at its peak, and then I wake up and before I can get to work, they have blown open.
Yeah, it's like, part of our natural circadian rhythm.
Like dandelions, and it is a real disaster. So it looks like I just came from smoking a cigar that just blew up. and I wiped off the soot.
Did they ever actually make those cigars?
I had bought those. They were just like those little inserts you could put into regular cigarettes, and then they'd explode.
What, you would booby trap regular ones?
Yeah. That's the one I saw. But here's the thing. The only person I could get around was my grandfather who smoked, and he was a very...
The one that was mad all the time?
This was a different...
Because all of his cigarettes kept blowing up?
No, this is... This was a different grandfather, but his reputation was less than stellar in the anger department, so I never wanted to.
Oh, man, just imagine it. Get a whole pack of cigarettes and fill each cigarette with those and just leave them on a... on like a street corner and just watch as the homelesses converge in like shpa.
Right. And there are so many times I wanted to do it to my grandfather and I would practice my straight face just thinking about it and I could never do it. So like even if I wanted to try and then be like, I don't know what happened. Like there's no way I can keep it together because that would be hilarious if a cigarette blows up.
Yeah. I mean, we've all laughed at the cartoons.
Yeah.
We've seen the footage.
It's tried and true, proven for time and time again. So what's going on with you guys?
Well, I had another visit with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
First we went to IHOP, which they're like, oh my God, they changed the menu. We should go there. And I'm like, nobody's ever said that about IHOP.
I'm sure it's very different.
Well, now they have burgers.
Yeah, surely you mean the International House of Burgers.
Well, about half the menus said IHOP, and the others still said IHOP, so
Right, like, I couldn't believe how much hilarious shit other fast food companies were slinging over that stupid name change.
Yeah, well, like Wendy's talk about, we're not so scared of a place that couldn't get pancakes right.
Right, I saw Wendy's slamming them, Burger King was slamming them, Whataburger was slamming them. Like, this was like watching like a rap battle between two 13-year-olds. And then when one like got owned and everyone jumped in on it.
Served, served, served.
Yeah, oh my God.
So we go there and all they want to talk like do old people do this to you where they're like they still start mentioning names of people that you've never met before?
Sometimes.
Like yeah, and then Sheila came over and I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, people work people are like that, and all of Krista's work relationships, I have no connection with. Like, I don't know any faces, and I'm not paying attention to names.
Yeah, I do that at my work.
It's easier, right? Like, when I only work with two other people consistently now, but like when I worked at the other place and there was 100 of them, I knew three names.
Yeah,
I could.
I mean, I don't have time for all of you people.
Yeah, like, this is not my life. I'm paid to be here, and don't forget that.
Well, yeah, and it's like the new peppy guy at work comes in. Like, what do you like doing? And I start listing, like, my hobbies. He's like, no, what makes work fun for you? And I looked at him, I was like, I'm here to work.
Leaving makes me happy.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, what can I do to make work fun for you? He's like, get out of my face.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. Now that I'm putting some energy into trying to start my own business, I can see why people do it, because you're doing something you fucking love doing. Like, you have to realize there's nothing you can do to make working at Target fun. There's nothing anyone can do to make my job fun for me.
Yeah, you can't really make it your own in any way.
Yeah, it's a fucking slog. It's tedious, it's boring, it's numbers-based, it's very isolated, and it's slowly driving me crazy. But the good news is, it keeps the rest of my shit going.
Yeah. I'm here to stand and scan things for people, so later on, I don't have to do any of this.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Anyway, back to the IHOP.
Mm. Meanwhile, I'm back at the IHOP.
First off, IHOP's fucking expensive.
Is it?
It was $12 for a ham and cheese omelet.
Holy shit.
That is pretty pricey.
And immediately I was like, well, we could have gone to like the specialty place and sat down and gotten an omelet the size of my head for the same price with like five meats in it.
You could have gone to Squeeze In and gotten a much better omelet.
The thing about today is like the boutique, the bespoke, that's going to rule brick and mortar, man. Like, chain places are going away because there are so many places popping up that are like good and good for you that are like super cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not happening everywhere, obviously, but I think we're moving in a positive direction as far as that's concerned.
And well, and when I was like, oh man, these are just at the same prices as Squeeze In, which is the omelet place. Mm. And like, oh, we don't like that place. I was like, why? I was like, liberals.
Is it?
How can you
tell? I haven't really gotten that impression.
I have no idea what a person's politics are when I walk into their restaurant.
Yeah, like, I don't understand these people that are constantly, like, analyzing every little aspect of places they go to looking for their ulterior politics.
Yeah, the places are going to appeal, like, to everybody. The only places I know for sure, like, I could nail are, like, in the little ghost towns out here. They have some cheeky little restaurants. I'm pretty sure I know where they lie.
Yeah.
But by and large, in cities and stuff and in big places, no one's going to... I would hope no one would put that on display.
Well, like, I got to hear it all about Amazon.
What's wrong with
because
Amazon?
Amazon, it's owned by that guy who just hates all the Republicans. He wants all of us to die. Like, I didn't get that from... I mean, he wants all of his employees to die.
See, here's the thing. I think Republicans are secretly, like, low... Like, shallow drama queens. Because it's very infantile. It's like, obviously the extreme cases are like Alex Jones, but like, even like normal people, you'd be like, I hate liberals. I want to kill liberals. And then they accuse liberals of wanting to have them killed, where I don't think I've ever heard a liberal unless like there are places that I'm missing.
I don't know, David. I keep praying for the president, but he's not dead yet.
No, Andy, you can't now because we have to enlist in Space Force.
Yeah, we got to join the Space Force.
Yeah, we get to. So we're gonna have a first barrier or at least a barrier defense against space aliens and simultaneously children in prison.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Protected from without and from within.
Yeah,
but On the way home from the IHOP, after everybody's eaten their fill, he's like, yeah, well, this is not as good as the place normally like. I mean, that place inside the casino that doesn't season its food? And I don't know how the subject started, but it was like, yeah, you know, black people wouldn't get pulled over so much if they dress nicer.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, oh, whoa.
I was like, oh, yeah, that was the problem the whole time. So I just turned up my music and just kind of coasted. When we get back to our place, they're like, oh, yeah, we got the Amazon stick. Can you get Fox News on here? And I said, I don't know, and I'm not going to look it up for you.
Can you get Fox News on here?
Well, they want to get rid of their cable because it costs $40 a month. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my parents just did the same thing.
Isn't Fox free? Like, isn't your local Fox affiliate free?
Yeah, but they want to watch Hannity.
Oh, all those people seem so angry.
No, that's the liberals. You don't understand.
It's the liberals that are making them angry.
Because for whatever reason, at my gym, they always have... Well, I know why, because it's in my part of town and Arizona's, you know, what it is. So there's always right-wing talk shows up there. And it looks like... Because the sound's off, and when they come in and out of commercial break, it looks like a potato in the microwave slowly building and building and sort of reddening and steaming up. And then you're like, we'll be right back. And then they come back and they look like a normal human again. And then it's just like, blood pumping in their head and like swelling like a baked potato.
Well, and I saw a clip from Fox and Friends the other day where they... We're complaining about Mr. Rogers turning kids into liberals? They're like, yeah, he gave kids self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. What was he thinking? Making us get along with people with different skin color? Yeah. Remember when Mr. Rogers watched that kid breakdance on a piece of cardboard? Oh, good Lord. I didn't think he'd go so.
That kid is probably an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
How angry do you have to be angry at Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. That should be on a test somewhere, right? Like, how angry does Mr. Rogers make you? And if it's anything above not at all, like, they should just shoot you in the neck with something and launch you from a catapult into the ocean.
Oh, now you're part of Space Force. They crashed into, now you're part of Ocean Force.
That's the Navy, Andy.
Ocean Force. No.
You're joining Ocean Force, a.k.a. the old Navy.
No, we're renaming everything. Ground Force.
Oh, Water Force.
Water Force. Air Force.
We already had the Sky Force. Let's change that one.
Yeah, Sky Force is a good one. Because, well, I guess you have to go through air to get to space. So, technically, space could be still Air Force.
Yeah, I guess.
So... Please tell me what this Space Force thing is really. Like, is it is it so we can keep aliens out, or is it for exploration?
It's a military thing. It's not exploration.
That's what, yeah, because he was the whole separate but equal thing, which was hilariously tone deaf.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that phrase somewhere before. Anyways.
If this were a movie, the hack like equivalent of this is like he would walk into like a Black Panthers meeting. He'd be like, "What up, my nigga?" And like everyone freeze frame.
Seriously.
Thank God we don't live in a movie.
Well, I listening to him talk about Space Force, where it's like, "Yep, gonna be the first country on Earth to do it. Space is what's next. We're good in space."
I mean. Is there really a call for that? Like, why do we have to be the first?
Hey, what is the biggest undefended border? The ozone layer.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere, the ozone layer. What separates us wholesome, God-fearing oxygen breathers with all those odd methane-based or vacuum-based life forms?
Space Force, the only thing standing between us and utter destruction.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like... I feel like before Space Force, the next logical step might have been like Moon Force or something.
You know what? I think this is a brilliant tactic that might be like a dog whistle. Hear me out. So what I think is happening is, what is the only thing that can make humans forget about their own prejudices?
It's hating aliens.
Base.
Yes! Independence Day!
Yeah. it's like that in video games. You can all, it's always a safe bet killing zombies or Nazis,
yes,
or robots or aliens.
So, what if this is a secret, somehow accidentally genius move?
Whoa.
To discover aliens, to turn the
to unify humanity
against a possibly technologically superior species.
Wow!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only get us wiped out.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
But at least we'd all be together in the end.
Donald Trump and his cousin fucking attorney.
Hey, listen, it's not illegal to fuck your cousin. It's just gross.
He married her, though, and then he didn't know she was his cousin.
See, I don't know if I can hold that against him, because it seems like an honest mistake.
How, like, I don't know how most family structures are, but I know all of my cousins.
How close a cousin was she?
Second?
What does that mean? Is that a cousin's baby?
You're still blood related.
Right, you'd have to know the mom, right, then? Eh.
Yeah.
Still. Weird. Everything is weird, guys. We live in weird times.
Very weird times.
There's constant dinosaur discoveries. They're finding all these frogs in this amber, and they're deciphering behavior and hunting strategy from that. We got the amber with the
frogs and amber. I don't think are dinosaur discoveries.
No. I'm saying in addition to,
we've
got those interesting frogs and those spiders that were stuck in amber while spinning a web.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
So much crazy stuff going on. That's what I try and do. When I go to Twitter, I try my hardest just to focus on things that either have a dinosaur in the like user image or are posting a picture of a dinosaur.
Trying to come up with...
You gotta narrow it down somehow.
Trying to come up with a pickup line for a lady named Amber. Hey, baby, you ever seen a fossilized penis? Because I want to stick it in amber?
You're the color of my energy. Whoa.
Technically, you're not fossilizing when you get stuck in amber.
Dinosaur boy.
Oh, how about this? Call me a sap because I want to stick my dick in amber.
Ah, there you go.
Nailed it.
Wait, so your dick is also sap?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You love...
So why would you stick sap in amber?
Listen, it seemed clever when I didn't think about it.
You're supposed to be talking to a drunk chick named Amber.
Yeah, quit trying to poke
holes.
So you're
covering amber in fresh sap?
I'm going to come on some chick.
Listen,
Amber.
I see my friend over there. I got to go. Sorry about this.
Just so terribly sorry.
I'm going to try it again. I'll be back.
I'll be over there thinking for a while, but rest assured.
Oh, I want to meet a guy who uses pickup lines and see if he acts as if I would expect him to act in my head. Does that make sense?
like when he's not doing pickup lines?
Yeah, like here's the type of person I feel uses pickup lines unironically. So, a lot of pomade or grease in the hair, slicked back, maybe a mustache, maybe a goatee, nothing else, very close, not long, button-up shirt, but like a little too big and like that silky material.
Yeah, like yeah, of course, and it shines.
Yeah,
it's too shiny for some reason.
Little effervescent, just a little too big, and... slacks, maybe sometimes jeans, but like very, like you wouldn't want to touch him because then you'd have to wash your hands. You know, like when you at the end of a long day, you like scratch your forehead and your hands are like shiny as a greasy chicken breast, and feel like that guy, like even looking at him, like your eyes start to glaze over with inferred grease. That's the type of guy, and I want to see if I'm right.
Hey, baby, you're. Your eyes are like beautiful ooze of water.
Ooles?
No pee.
Yeah, I'm going to put some pee in them later.
Oh, pee in them. Gross.
You know, pee in her eyes? That's a new one. That's a new one.
And we'll just sit and think about that one for a bit.
It makes me laugh.
Oh, man. Yeah, so baby still on its way, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on its way for a while.
Yeah, baby Obama, I think the size of a hamster now.
So, wait.
We stopped equating to fruit?
No, we were always doing funny animals.
Oh, okay.
Is a hamster funny?
They're cute. I mean, what's cuter than a hamster?
Name me a funnier animal that's the same size.
Name me a, yeah, cuter
a
animal.
Titmouse.
I think they're smaller.
Yeah, it's a mouse. That's not hamster size.
Hamsters are roughly the mouse size.
What?
The mouse size?
The mouse size.
That's like saying a foot-long sub is the same as like a sandwich you make out of a loaf of bread. Two slices.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry,
Andy. Look up a hamster once in your goddamn life.
Have you gone to any of your classes yet?
Classes?
Yeah, you gotta take classes on how not to kill baby.
I think I can handle not killing a child.
That's what everyone says.
I've been doing it for 33 years.
Yeah, it seems pretty cut and dry. It's, you know, don't let them do dangerous things. Don't let them eat things.
Don't sleep next to that baby, because you could roll over on the baby in your sleep.
Yeah, don't sleep on the baby. Like,
fix the baby.
Here's the thing. I think now it's like sleep on the stomach, and it used to be sleep on the back.
I think you just need to rotate your baby regularly.
Yeah, like a rotisserie baby.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't want to wear the tread out on either side of your baby, because then it gets it uneven and gets off balance.
Don't forget to rotate your baby.
Can you vulcanize my baby?
While I wait.
Yeah, I mean, I am. Here's the plan, guys. I am really gonna fucking try and get something off the ground so I can be a stay at home dad.
I was just thinking the other day, like, I usually see angry looking mothers come through because it's summer now. So, God, it's just so fucking busy at this grocery store because the moms have to bring in all 17 of their fucking kids.
Of course.
And I never see like stay at home dads bringing their kids through. I was like, I wish I was a stay-at-home dad.
See, I'm trying to cut costs little by little and work my way, that idea into Krista's head.
Just so
I got
subtly.
Yeah, so I got this new car, which is saving us $200 a month. So I cut that.
Okay.
So I'm also trying to get her on this this diet that I'm on because it really cuts down the cost of food. I'm really, really trying to like what I need to do is offset my entire salary.
David, you can't cut. You can't cut the cost of food. You're so thin.
Look at you. You're a rail.
When you buy healthy food for yourself, you don't have to buy as much because regular food fills you up, whereas junk food just makes you want to eat more of it.
David's becoming a gourmet.
Gourmand.
Not necessarily a gourmet.
Are you going to be hard to feed when you come over here?
No, it's easy as hell. I just don't eat carbs.
Well, just nothing but Kraft macaroni, as long as he's down.
But pasta is one of the things I love to cook for people.
I want the most processed carbohydrate you have, because I consider my body a waste dump.
One of those waste dumps.
They started posting documentaries and shit on Facebook. Like, guys, you're not going to believe me, but they're coming for you.
Big
no,
week.
Here's the thing. I'm becoming that guy that I didn't want to become. So I'm stopping posting all of that, and I'm just going to focus on my photography stuff. But, I mean, it's working. Like, my hair came back, and my beard's thicker. And I'm, you know, thinner
and
stronger.
Wait, so you're saying carbs stops hair from growing too?
Yeah, it's inflammation. Once you stop eating carbs and start eating vegetables, you start getting the vitamins you need that bread has nothing of. Spoiler
Pretty
alert.
Sure most breads are fortified with vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Fortified.
Yeah, of course. They yeah, of course. Look, what's healthier than powdered vitamin D in your bread? When like all this lettuce and all the broccoli's disgusting.
Oh, lettuce is your go-to for good stuff?
If it's the right kind, if it's like green leaf, endive you can go for.
Yes. This is all very good.
Yeah, all hilarious. I don't know why you guys keep bringing it up.
Cuz it's funny.
All of my cereals are fortified with all the vitamins I need.
Yeah. And I grind up one a days and snort them.
Here's the thing. I don't care. The strength of my brain. You guys are adults. I don't want to be the type of person who's like, why aren't you guys doing this awesome thing that I found? Because I don't give a fuck. You guys can lead your lives.
I can tell you don't give a fuck because you always start raising your voice when we bring it up.
I always raise my voice about everything. God damn it.
I suppose if tonight's dish works out, that's... Oh, no. Are there carbs and potatoes?
Yeah.
No, they can't have that either.
Make him pasta, but he only gets the sauce?
Yeah, you get sauce.
That's like the steak without the sizzle. Or that's like the sizzle without the steak.
Only give him the sizzle.
You get a little bit of sizzle.
Can I get a plate of sizzle? Yeah, but like eating healthy is not hard, so I always recommend it. But if you don't want to, I don't give a fuck.
I disagree. If eating healthy was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah, who wants to buy fresh vegetables?
Oh, yeah, man, it's so hard. Like, you spend an hour making lunch for the entire week, and then all that time is free.
But David, vegetables go bad so very fast that I can't put them in my freezer.
That's why you buy just enough for a week.
Oh, that sounds like a pain.
Is
oh,
it?
Oh, the pain.
I'm right next to a grocery store, so whenever I need anything, I walk down there and get it.
Yeah, he just but needs
I,
even
better. I'm just telling you what people would are like. I sell so much frozen food that it's ridiculous. I'm like, okay, so you're getting frozen crap, but we have fresh broccoli.
Broccoli. Yeah, I don't know. And that's the thing, like, when you change your diet, you can't hide it from people, because people say, oh, come over for dinner, let's say go out for dinner, and then you have to be like, I'll have a burger with no bun, and then everybody makes a big fucking deal about it instead of just acting like we're all eating dinner.
That's what my mom does. She makes like a burger wrap with lettuce.
Yeah,
burger wrap?
Exactly.
Yeah, my mom's like, hey, come on, get your burger.
Please continue the song.
No. My name is Andy's mom, and I'm here to say I'm fun to rap with my burger in a lettuce way.
I think you just got served in that rap battle, Andy.
I think I did. I have to leap now.
Oh, yeah. Don't come back to this parking lot ever.
David just hanging out in a parking lot. He's not breakdancing, but he is standing on cardboard.
Yeah. This is my IHOB.
Welcome to IHOB.
International House of Breakdancing.
International House of Burger Wraps.
Oh, yeah, and Burger Wraps. But I do have the cardboard in case you want to breakdance. Gotta be prepared.
Did you see any E3, David?
I did not. Was there anything that I should know about?
There's some good PlayStation stuff. But like, the only conference that had a bunch of sizzle to it was Xbox, because they just showed a whole bunch of games. PlayStation, it was like, they were showing 15 to 10-minute demos at a time. Mm. Nintendo just talked about Smash Brothers for like 30 minutes.
What else are they going to talk about?
Well, they had some other stuff that looked interesting.
Another Zelda, another Splatoon, another Donkey Kong.
No, none of those. Another Fire Emblem.
Yeah, why not? I mean, what franchise is too old?
But it's...
I say.
It's like...
You should run Nintendo.
You watch these E3 conferences, and I don't know why they changed their strategy. Like, last year's Sony thing, they were just like, hey, check out these games. This year, they had a guy playing a banjo and, like, a flutist.
Hey, look, we got Steve Martin up here.
Everything is weird. That's the thing. Everything's weird. And the thing is, I didn't even know E3 came and went. Like, video games are falling down my priority list because
beards and carbs moved up above them.
Yeah, beards and carbs. No, I found this thing, Skillshare, and so now I'm like, in my spare time, I'm just learning things instead of playing video games.
Okay, explain this to me. I saw you talking about it.
Yeah. So, have you ever heard of like the Great Courses Plus thing that everyone advertises?
I've heard of it.
Yes.
So anyway, it's like a monthly subscription service of people going over anything you want. Technology,
you learn?
Art, creativity, marketing, cooking, everything.
Cooking? Question
Cookies.
Mark?
So I'm taking a bunch of photography courses. I'm going to learn how to do Photoshop, god damn it.
I knew how to do some Photoshop at one point, but...
Well,
they change that thing every 2 minutes.
There's a ton of classes on here, and they sent me 2 months free, so I'm going to give it a shot, and if I can teach myself Photoshop, I'm going to say it's going to be worth it, and I'll pick up the subscription.
Nice.
But I have been watching a lot of videos where it's like, hey, you know, talk about your branding or how to get your shit in order and how to, like, organize stuff, and I'll be like, oh my god, I get, like, here's the thing. When you're lazy and you're, people are like, you know what, if you just write down what you want to do every day, it'll really organize your life. You're like, ugh. And I started doing it, and I'll be goddamned if it doesn't work.
See, but my problem is that if I don't get everything done that I wrote down, I feel bad about it.
Well, you have to... So like, with my new photography thing that I'm trying to run, it's like, hey, if you want to run a social media profile, do this, 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 and this. Set yourself up a calendar. Here's a free one. Use it as much as you want. Copy it and paste it for every month of the year. Do this, do that. And, like, this thing has, like, a ton of free resources. So...
Free sources.
Free sources, indeed. And I'm, you know, I'm really enjoying it because the Great Courses Plus is more like book learning, and Skillshare is like actual applicable things.
But when I write my list of the things I need to get done during the day, how do I mark off get your shit together?
You break it down into a sub-list.
Well, Adam, you just got your job.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you, because there's a bunch of different strategy they were talking about there. They said, before you go to bed, write down what you have to do tomorrow and make sure you get it done. Put the thing that's going to be the hardest to do first, and then then easier as they go down. So that way, if you're like, oh, well, you know, I at least I got all the fucking hard ones done.
Yeah, but most of my tasks are like, just do chores. Also, you have to watch this thing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be complicated.
I don't know. It seems like a waste of my time and the app's time.
Yeah, apps are really impatient.
But there's also, like, you can learn different languages or different instruments or what. Like, there's more than just the things that I'm interested in, Andy.
See, I had a... My problem with a lot of these subscription things on, like, apps is, like, I had a really good guitar app that, like, you played into it and it teaches you how to play.
Yeah.
And to subscribe, you can't do monthly. You have to do it for a year. So they're like, here, just give us $150 up front. Like,
Yeah, this one I like because you can do it by the month or by the year, but they give you a huge discount if you pay for a year.
Same with Headspace, which is like a sweet meditation program, where they're like, okay, now just give us $100. Like,
$100 for meditation?
For a whole year.
But here's the thing. Like, there are some things I still go to YouTube for because there are still great free resources for things. But this is just like YouTube, but it's all 100% educational. No one is talking about how, you know, where they found the thing they got or whatever. Like, there's no bullshit whatsoever.
There's not 37 minutes of some British kid going, come down.
Yeah, like, nobody editorializes. It's literally just the information laid out flat and simple. And it's worth the fucking money because that's what I always said YouTube was missing, was some fucking creative direction.
Yeah. Well, no, when they hired their creative people, one of them turned out to be like a weird Nazi who straddled the N-word on streams.
Weird times, Andy. We're living weird times.
Yeah, just look around you. It's not really outside the norm these days. Yeah,
like, we've got kids in internment camps, and the president is referring to them as vermin. Like, we have Hitler. We have, like, new Hitler, where they took the old recipe and, like, put citrus in it.
Turned Hitler 2000.
It turned
orange. My God, did you see the interview with Jeff Sessions? Where he was like, well, these people are comparing us to Nazis. That's not a fair comparison, because the Nazis were trying to keep the Jews in Europe.
In Europe, in the ground.
Yeah. But he didn't dispute. He's like, oh, no, we're not Nazis at all. He's like, well, that's not fair, because we're trying to throw people out, not keep them in.
We haven't gassed a single person, so let's not throw stones until that happens.
He marks down gas in his little notebook.
You see, like, a dude.
This is his little Keebler Elf notebook.
There's a dude in a Best Buy blue shirt walking behind him with, like, an industrial oven. He's like, huh? Oh, fuck.
What's he like again?
Huh? You're like, oh, why didn't anybody stop me? I shouldn't have been walking in front of this camera. So, Andy, do you have like a Craigslist or something?
I've got more of these insane people Facebooks.
All right, that was just Trump that I saw.
Yeah, well, I have a picture of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un next to each other.
Making goo-goo eyes at each other.
It says, isn't it so sad to think that a person like Kim Jong-un is more willing to negotiate with Donald Trump than the Democrats are?
Yeah, if he were paying for my hotel room, I'd go see him.
And then right below it says, makes you think, what is wrong with the Democrats and the media and late night and liberals? Made me think all if these must be more evil than Kim.
Maybe, here's the thing. I think the Republican strategy is this, because they bashed Obama for wanting to go talk to Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, how dare you? I think it's because they were afraid he wouldn't suck his dick. I think they were like, this guy has too much integrity and he's not going to wrap those chocolate lips around that little rice noodle. So let's not have that happen. Donald Trump comes in and he's like, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm like a toddler in a suit. Yeah, I'll go to North Korea. Oh, hey, I'm going to salute this guy who's offering his hand in a shake. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm so...
Here I have a picture of a bunch of ladies with the Can I Speak to Your Manager haircut,
nice.
Each wearing a shirt that says something like, vaccines cause seizures. Vaccines cause SIDS. Vaccines cause death.
I don't think any of that's been proven.
But here's my favorite one of the day. It's this guy wrote a song, and he's going to give you the lyrics here. It's called Amber Alert.
Sounds great already.
Okay, here's the thing. Artists... When a musician, why do you get into music? To express an idea, to get that message heard by as many people as possible. Now, when you write songs like Amber Alert or like Date Rape Whistle, or you name your songs these horrifying things, like, do you think the shock value is going to take you all the way to the top? Or like, are you just looking for that miniature shockwave and then being written off as a clown for the rest of your career?
I mean, this is a pretty awful song. I'm savage and I want her, about to ravage your daughter. I smell her placenta and I'm about to enter.
Placenta?
That doesn't rhyme.
Is my daughter pregnant?
She's gonna be?
This guy's from one of those placenta-eating cults.
It gets grosser as we go on. I want her young body, want to hear her crying for help, but no one is coming.
Where the fuck did you find this?
It's something somebody posted on Facebook.
Oh my god.
It's an Amber Alert, and no one is coming. Tagging feminists, parents, and anyone else I think this will trigger.
So, why has this person's family completely abandoned them?
What's wrong in your life?
Like, this person was raised by wolves, because if someone I knew posted something like that, even if I only knew them as an acquaintance, I would have to respond.
Like, we'd have to have a frank discussion.
Yeah, like, now, I wish we knew the melody, because maybe that'll save it. Because, you know, I hardly ever listen to lyrics, because you're listening to the music.
Yeah, so maybe it's really catchy.
Maybe that hook really digs in right around the Amber Alert time.
Oh, here's a good one where somebody's quoting Leviticus again for the against gays.
What's the half-life on that? Like, when do you think people will be like, hey, man, remember when we read these old stories and we're like, oh, magic, it turns blood into wine, isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
I remember there was two people on the earth? Two people!
Can you imagine?
Fucking two of them! And then they're like, do-do-do-do-do, where'd black people come from? Where'd the Chinese come from? Huh? Where'd Mexicans come from? Two people? All right.
Remember when we didn't know how languages came into existence, so we were just like, I don't know, these people try to build a tall tower, and God was like, fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when God used to smite people? What? Why didn't, like, why? Like, the internet didn't exist back then, but he found people evil enough to smite. And today, with the internet, and you can really do some damage to people, sitting back cool in his heels.
It's because he really chilled out after he had a son.
He's like, yeah,
he just smote him, and then we're all cool.
Really, maybe he's retired now.
Really mellowed me out. But what? So does Adam not count as his son, or is he just a class project?
He was just like a science experiment.
But so wait, Adam was created out of the earth, right?
Yeah.
And then Eve was the rib.
Yeah, so, we are talking about our Adam, right?
Me, right?
Yeah, this guy. So I wonder if he regretted not making the woman first and then just fucking her. Because that's what he did for Jesus. He definitely God-fucked Mary, right?
Did he?
Yes.
How
yes,
else?
Of course.
Either he did that or like he sent it down and was like, bloop. Moral of the story is, I bet when he made Adam first, he was like, shit, should have made the woman.
Oh, no, I got to look at his dong. Oh,
man. Now I've just given myself another 15 minutes of this dong.
Give me that rib. I'm making some tibbies.
And that's why women are missing one rib. Or men are, sorry. Women have an extra rib.
Of course, yeah.
Here's the thing. Why would God need raw materials? Why would he need to be like, I need this rib because I don't have the recipe for you anymore?
Yeah, well.
He made Adam out of dirt and he made fucking, or whatever. I'm sure he made him out of something, right?
Why are you stealing my body parts? I don't know. I got bored.
It's like, so hard to make the first one.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, you know what I'm going to do? Click. And he clicked his heels and he's like, there's the universe. And then he was like, here's Adam. And he's like, oh, where am I going to get the raw material to make a woman? I mean, I spent it all on the universe. Does he only have this much? And he had to burnt this much of it on the universe? And he only had that much to do the animals?
He only had a little bit of his play clay left.
He's like, fuck, mom should have told me to stop.
I just kept on making dinosaurs for this guy to name, and now I'm out of clay.
I left the lid off my Play-Doh. Now it's all dry and useless.
I love how people can look at these stories and be like, I find no problem.
Well, no, of course not.
This all makes perfect sense.
And David, there's nothing quite like being asked to hold hands and pray in an IHOP.
Yeah, I can barely imagine.
Doesn't that feel so culty?
It is.
Public prayer, I get doing it in your home. If you want to do that, whatever. But, it's so weird. I understand you want to really suck up to God because talking to him less than four times a day is a real pain. But is that, I understand. Well, no, because Christians are hey man, I'm Christian and you gotta know it.
Yeah. You have to know it. And if we can't pray in this IHOP, I swear to my Lord.
But bring in one black pullet and slit its throat on an IHOP table. And everyone's like, oh, let's call the police. This guy is, I'm like, hey, you pray, I'm doing my, you know, this is my sort of thing. I'll, you know, just don't hassle me, man. I always tell him, but then they tase me, bro.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah.
Says David.
I need to find something that ends in blad.
Oh, that's too long. It's a lady yelling that Cancer Research UK is wrong that obesity can cause cancer.
Yeah, I mean, they're only scientists doing the work, and you're a housewife.
She didn't even look like a housewife. Maybe she's like that fat friend you always see with everybody.
Okay, so they're scientists, and you're that fat friend you always see with everybody.
There you go.
We've all got, everybody's got one fat friend. I'm ours.
You know, as long as you know what you're all about, that's all that matters.
God, I saw like a 11-year-old picture of me the other day on Facebook, and the hat said, "Can I talk to you about Bitcoin?"
What?
But the lily white skin really said, "Can I talk to you about white genocide?"
I thought you meant your hat literally said that.
No, it was a fedora. So.
Oh, I was thinking for whatever reason I saw a bucket hat.
Oh, maybe.
Or like a pork pie, maybe. But that's
no,
what
I think.
That's what Sean.
I think it was a shitty fedora that I got for five bucks.
But here's the thing: not a fedora. That's a trilby. Proper fedora, you'd be, you know, proud to wear. You're wearing a trilby.
Oh, of course. That's all the difference in the world.
Yeah, because people who wear fedoras like yours truly don't like being associated with fucks like you wearing trilbies. And calling
David,
fedoras.
Have you heard of Bitcoin? It's the easy way to make money as long as you leave your power on and get a really powerful computer, and I guess I'm losing money.
Yeah, I mean, if I were gonna go all in a cryptocurrency, I think I would just do the Disney bucks.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Because, like, those are always going to be good. Like, Disney's not going anywhere. Those bucks are as good as, you know, regular money.
Well, the way Disney's amassing power, those are basically going to be real money here in the future.
Yeah, they've got food in all their parks. They bought Marvel, so the profits are through the roof. No problem. They're going to be running the world economy. Buy Disney bucks.
We can go to some, like, Star Wars restaurant and get a lightsaber burger.
Lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me your special Obi-Wan kebab.
Obi-Wan kebabi. I'll have a Luke fried egg walker ing pan.
These are really bad names for your food, by the way, guys.
Yeah, I would definitely do something. Like, did George Lucas work here? Did he write the menu?
George Lucas actually wrote these menus.
Is this the prequel restaurant?
It's like, I can order a chew burger. And you were like, yeah, let's put that in our menu.
Okay, can I get like a Pepsi in your collectible Jar Jar Jar?
Jar Jar Jar. Stupid. Oh, crap. Yeah, here's the thing. I would go to a place like that because it would be embarrassing, and I appreciate that they're putting out the effort. I appreciate calories burnt, and going out of your way to be that annoying, I appreciate.
But speaking of Disney bucks, I had a guy come up to me yesterday at customer service with like $500 worth of Disney gift cards.
Cool. And he was like,
I'd like
Disney
to sell these.
He said, what did you tell him about Craigslist?
And I'm like, well, what? It says, yeah, it says on your website that you buy gift cards. I'm like, I've never heard of this.
Yeah. What is Target going to do with Disney gift cards?
I don't know, but apparently the cell phone section, you can trade gift cards for other gift cards.
Okay.
He was not happy because he thought he was going to get cash.
Yeah.
And he made sure that, like he came back after I sent him back there once I figured this out. Came back, was like, I'd like to complain.
Okay.
I live all the way out in the mountains. And I came in here because I thought you guys were going to pay me for these. Like, I didn't even know we did it. I'm sorry.
And turns out we don't. So like, you didn't know something that wasn't true.
Did you call ahead? Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I saw on your website, and when I say read, I mean I skimmed. I can't read. My family sort of works around it. But my wife gave me the gist of what the website said, and she said you guys would buy it for cash.
Yeah. Just weird shit.
Yeah, it's weird times, guys.
I hate the mountain people around here.
The mountain people?
Well, they always fucking come. Like, when I worked at Barnes & Noble, I had this lady that constantly came in, she's like, okay, so I need you guys to talk to UPS. Like, we don't do that. It's like, yeah, but whenever I order something from you, he leaves it down at the mailbox, which is like a mile away, and people steal my stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell Jerry to knock it off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I work for UPS. I'll go tell my manager.
Like, can you leave special instructions? Like, no. Like, if we order something to be shipped to your house, it's like, that's it. That's all I do. I put in an address.
It goes to your fucking mailbox, lady. Like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, people are driving by on the freeway and stealing my fucking books.
Like, I get shit from Amazon all the time. I got two packages a day, as a matter of fact. And I know it drove me crazy because I got a text right after I got to work that was like, delivered! And I'm like, great, they get to spend the next 8 hours on my fucking front porch. Never had anything taken.
Nope. I mean, I've had a huge box of computer parts left on my porch for 5 hours.
Here's the
thing. I've had stuff taken from my porch.
Well, here's the thing I think that it's the biggest deterrent is annoying neighbors. My neighbors across the street, the ones that are always fucking ruining this show with their fucking dirt bikes and their ATVs and their fucking bottle rockets and their fucking race cars and shit and their drones. The virtue of them being out there and being annoying all the time means that nobody who doesn't belong in this neighborhood comes to this neighborhood.
We might get attacked by those drone people.
Yeah,
it's
like
better
there's
than your
always,
mountain people, I guess.
There's always something in the fucking road. There are always people riding quads around the fucking block. Like, if you were casing the joint, there's no way anyone could rob my house unless they did it when, like, everyone was dead asleep and it was 2:30 a.m. maybe. Because otherwise, all hours of the day, my neighbors are in their fucking driveway watching TV or barbecuing something.
See, I'm having IKEA stuff delivered tomorrow. Which is weird because IKEA told me it would be delivered last Friday, so I had Adam stay here. They didn't show up.
Never showed.
The original date that I put was today, but yesterday they called and was like, hey, can we get this to you Wednesday?
who's
sure,
running
you know,
that
whatever
company?
Works for you guys.
So the Swedish not only make crappy furniture, but can't deliver it on time.
Yeah, and I thought their watches were supposed to be really good.
Maybe it has something to do with the time changes between here and Sweden.
That makes their watches not be as good?
Maybe they're going off of Swedish time.
Yeah, Swedish time.
How far ahead are they?
I don't know. Do they days, keep, apparently?
Do they keep
or
getting
maybe
further?
Behind?
Do they keep getting further and further ahead?
Please help us.
I'm aging at a rapid rate.
You see the guy running from the UPS truck to your door and he turns to bone and ash and blows away.
Wow.
He was dedicated to his job.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to deliver those things. They keep giving you the updates. They're going to get him there. It's just the time is moving very different for them now.
Oh, you Swedish.
So is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, are we still doing that bit?
Kind of.
I mean, I got a little sad about it once I read the lyrics to that guy's song.
Yeah, not a real great song. Sorry, guy.
That's the thing. If at any point this show was a train on tracks, it is now a kid on a skateboard running over those same tracks after like an earthquake. So easy just to get off and walk
sounds
around.
Pretty cool.
Somewhere
well,
else.
There's never going to be new Craigslist against David.
Well, yeah, but. I'm just saying, like, it's easier to get off topic, and since there's no structure anymore, like, it's easy to find yourselves in a conversation about, you know, whatever we were just talking about. I've already forgotten.
Whatever that thing was.
Yeah, whether...
David's so high right now.
Whether... Whoa, come on, man. Don't let my secrets out of the cat bag, man.
Right after this show, I'm going to take some devil's lettuce, and I'm going to have my dinner, which is just lettuce.
Devil's lettuce! That's the devil's lettuce, brother. Oh, man. So, I guess since that's everything, let's start wrapping it up with a round of staff recommendations, if you guys have anything. Guys got anything this week?
Yes. Sure. I've been playing Dark Souls Remastered.
Oh, yeah, I remember I was just editing a show where you were talking about that. How far are you through it?
Not.
It's hard to gauge.
But, yeah, like, we had to find a map online so I could understand where I was going.
Yeah, Andy took kind of a too long of a break in between sessions, and we sort of lost the route.
That's another thing about games and me, man. If it's not something I can immediately pick up and go back into, like Broforce or Enter the Gungeon or whatever, I'm just like, what? I tried to jump back into Arkham Knight, and it was like getting from a tricycle into like an F-15. I just wanted to sit there and cry at all the knobs.
But it's still Dark Souls, and it's only $40, so come on.
All right. Adam, got anything?
No, I hadn't really done anything new this week.
Adam got a new job.
Get a job. That's my recommendation.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to be working at Sprouts. I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah,
we have Sprouts,
yeah. Are you a bag boy?
No, I'm going to be working in the vitamin department.
The vitamin? Are you an expert?
Adam's a vitamin consultant.
Ooh. I don't think that's my title.
Did you have to pass some sort of consultant test?
No, I'm kind of worried because it wasn't one of the things I applied for, and they were giving me, or they considered me for that position because of my degree. Mm-hmm. And... like, yes, I have a biology degree, but I don't really know anything about vitamins.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to, like, I'm sure you can go on YouTube. Like, everything I watch on YouTube now is, like, science-oriented about, like, dinosaurs or geology or health or whatever, photography. And, like, you can learn about anything so easily. Like, if you wanted to become an expert in something, you can do it in a week. Or at least bullshit your way into being an expert until you get the actual...
That's what YouTube is good for. Like, the other day, I had to find out how to put these drywall anchors in because they were weird. Just go on YouTube, type in drywall anchor weird, and you'll find what you want.
Was it those weird plastic, like, blue or yellow ones?
It's ones that, like, you gotta fold and then they butterfly out when you put them in there.
Yeah, so you had to get, like, a drill bit or a masonry bit or whatever.
God,
yeah.
And I hate going into the hardware store next to us because it's operated by one cranky old woman.
Just her 24/7?
Well, and like, where are your drill bits? Like, they're locked up. Do you need one? Like, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm asking because I just want to know where they are.
Just peace of mind.
So I'm casing the joint, and I'd like to know where your expensive items are. Like, drill bits, where would they be?
Yeah, please get into this case and give me the $5 drill bit. Who's stealing these?
I don't know. Shifty characters. Anything that can go into a pocket or an anus. Watch out for that.
Oh, God. And that's another conversation where I was like, yeah, and at Target the other day, they just revealed that at our store, at least two people steal from us every day. First thing out of, like, stepfather-in-law's mouth, like, Mexican?
God.
That's the thing. That's an average, sir. These are straw people. Not necessarily Mexican. I don't know if they're profiling.
Yeah.
No, one of them was Chinese.
Oh, God.
Well, and if you have nobody that steals from you today, that means four people steal from you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They add up like that. So if we don't have people steal from us for like a whole month, all of a sudden, the next day, 60 people are running through the
Nothing
store.
Nothing but people stealing.
Right, but these are the people who are, like, successfully getting away with stealing, right? So they're not getting caught, so how would you know?
Cameras?
They're like, I guess, but if you have cameras, why aren't you catching them?
Because we're bad.
Well, it's just, they get these numbers, like, when they do inventory or something later, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
But, like, how many of these things are just, like, little kids that, like, pick something up, wandered off with it, and put it in some place nobody can find?
Adam, little kids steal all the time.
Well, I'm just saying, some of these things are not stolen. They've just been placed in an impossible location.
Right, but you only inventory every so often. And, like, how do you keep... that's the thing. Retail sucks as a job, guys. Retail sucks. Every aspect of it sucks.
Yeah.
Especially the people.
I recommend not going into retail. Unless you got a real passion for taking shit that you shouldn't have to.
No, I'm going to talk to the government and have to make it mandatory to have everybody work at least 2 years retail when they're 16.
2 years mandatory military service and 2 years mandatory retail.
And a year and a half Space Force.
Where do I sign up? I wouldn't know what my job's gonna be.
We're sending you to Saturn.
I wanna be a space navigator.
Oh, man. So, guys, while we're still here, you can get us on Facebook and stuff like that. If you want to keep up with us personally, there are ways, like, you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
I'm moving all of my photos over to my photo burrito page on Instagram. So if you like my photos, go there, because that's where I'm going. So, yeah, you know the drill, guys. Like, you know, shit's ending. So we got a couple shows left. We got a couple requests. Kayla wants us to do some best worst stuff, and Joe requests a drunk episode.
That could be arranged.
It is hazardous to my health, but I'm going to allow it because, Joe, you do some things I ask you to sometimes.
And that's something special.
And that is more than most other people do. Any new business? Any parting words of wisdom until next time?
Don't fart in the dog's mouth.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Don't stop the beat. I'm Dave.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, I didn't explain why Krista was here is because she's doing mom stuff somewhere else. See you next week.
For this. Try to.
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.
I did it.
Okay, I gotta get back over to my side.
That's such a big room. I don't know why I put these computers so far apart. Okay.
The banquet table seems like a bad idea.
You know, you think, yo, I got the room, why not splurge? And then you gotta do something like this.
It's like that scene from Batman where he's just yelling at, who is it, Nicole Kidman?
Alfred?
I don't know.
Or just yell at, just really laying into Alfred.
God damn it, Alfred!
Told you to fucking dust this before I got back!
1 mile of this table is not dusted, Alfred!
Master Bruce, no!
Not the belt, Master Bruce!
Why do we fall down, Alfred?
Because we've done our job poorly, sir!
He's gonna tell other butlers. He's gonna explain his injuries to other butlers.
I'm just so terribly clumsy.
Oh, I'm fell polishing Master Bruce's silver. Polish on the floor.
No, I was wiping down the grandfather clock and it fell on me.
I don't know why Master Bruce keeps me around. I'm just so clumsy.
I was hit by a boomerang somehow.
The batarang stuck in my head.
I was out trimming the hedges and some Aussie got me.
He's got like a bat emblem on his forehead, like in a bruise. Hey, where'd you get that, Alfred? Oh, fell on a collectible.
Fell on a bat.
Yeah. Could you imagine? What if in like how people rip off Marvel right now and DC right now, like in that world where Batman's constantly throwing around these Batman emblems everywhere, how long before they start, like companies start ripping off that shit because who's going to come sue them?
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
on what
be
grounds
like,
are you bringing this before us, Mr. Wayne?
Batcourt.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is a Batman shirt, this is Batman pants, Batman shoes. And be like, then you, like, no one, everyone is, like, Batman is open source and free. That would be amazing.
Just open source by default.
Yeah, because what's he going to do? Be like, hey, I want to sue you guys because I'm Batman. Check out the Batcave. It's weird.
It just happens to be right under Wayne Manor.
Isn't that? It was really convenient. I lucked out.
Mr. Wayne, can we look in the caves below you, below your house?
Imagine if he had a big anthill.
Just Ant-Man. Fell in an anthill when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh God.
What if you put billions of dollars behind a superhero that had no powers but had a love of ants or a fear of ants, whatever it is.
He fell into a termite mound when he was a kid, and now he spits formic acid at his enemies.
We haven't started the show yet, guys.
This would be good B-sides.